they're living in a communal environment, which allows them to pray and eat with their brothers.
We were inside the most controversial prison in the world, first touring the cell block for Guantanamo's most well-behaved inmates. Well, I'm having to keep my voice down because we're at an observation point where guards monitor what detainees are doing through one-way glass. And on the other side of the glass, I can see a communal area with several of the detainees either sitting, reading newspapers. There's one eating. Another one is washing a dishcloth in a sink, wearing headphones. And another one was pacing up and down with prayer beads in his hand. The men we were watching had been at Guantanamo Bay for up to 13 years. Only a handful have ever been charged, and many of those we could see still languishing here were cleared for release years ago.
We control is the books, colored uniforms, and the recreation time, and as well as our media time.
But we have to go to a different block to see where the last British resident detainee, Shaka Ama, is being held. It's a wing where prisoners have lost privileges, including their communal time, not being cooperative.
I see every detainee, and I have never had an extended conversation with him.
All the detainees are hoping for that extended conversation with Colonel David Heath. He runs the detention facilities at Guantanamo, but he's also the man who breaks the news to prisoners they're being released.
I always like to see the reaction that I get from them when I go in and tell them that they're leaving, because they've been here for 12, 13 years. It's a long time for anyone. I guess I have mixed feelings about it, because I believe that at some time in their life they did something against me or my soldiers or my army or my country.
The point human rights groups have been making throughout Guantanamo's existence is if these men have done something wrong, then provide the evidence and put them on trial. But one problem is some of that evidence was gathered through duress. Some here in Guantanamo, at parts of the camp that have now been closed. Well, Camp X-Ray was the part of Guantanamo Bay that became notoriously linked to some of the very heavy-handed tactics that were used here. Now, though, the place is overgrown. We can see the wooden shacks that were used for interviews in disrepair. We can see the cells with their barbed wire around them becoming rusty. But it remains because human rights lawyers want it one day to be used as evidence of what really happened to those brought here. Of course, the alternative to charging and trying prisoners or to just holding them is to release them. And that's what President Obama appears to be pushing through, with a flurry of people being let out of Guantanamo over the last 6 weeks, more than 25. At Guantanamo Bay's ferry port, we met lawyer David Reams, come in to meet his clients, prisoners still inside the camp here. What have they been telling him about their reaction to all these recent releases?
The transfers had given them hope, but that optimism comes with fear that something is going to happen. They have learned to expect the worst and to live with the worst. They were saying, it's unjust to hold us without charging us with anything, without telling us what the evidence is. When are they going to let us go?
Renewed pressure from David Cameron may get Shaka Ama released, but there are dozens of others who've already been cleared still waiting their turn, and there is simply no movement forward on what to do with the men imprisoned here who are still deemed to be a threat, yet have never been tried. 13 years since its creation, Guantanamo still does not have the feel of a place in its final days.